Hello, friends. Alan Kirshner here from Eschatos Ministries. Since we went live with Bible Prophecy Daily, we have delivered a program every weekday to listeners. With a premillennial, pre-wrath, rapture focus, our Bible teachers are the best at helping Christians understand and prepare for Christ's return. Would you prayerfully consider your regular support of this ministry? You can easily do so by clicking the support button in the corner of the podcast website at BibleProphecyDaily.com. Thank you.
You're listening to Bible Prophecy Daily, a weekday podcast where Bible prophecy matters and matters greatly.
I want to give you some what I think is very important information, both as a Flashpoint geoprophecy update, but also in terms of things that are going on in our world and particularly in our country. So I've entitled this Flashpoint update, The Qatar Connection, Hamas College Campus Protests and the Muslim Brotherhood. That's quite a mouthful. How many of you, and don't be embarrassed, not everybody watches the news all the time or knows a lot about geography, particularly as it pertains to other parts of the country. How many of you are not very familiar with Qatar as a nation? Raise your hands if you're, it's okay, I won't embarrass you, it's no problem. In America, we would say Qatar. In Arabic, and I am not fluent in that by any sense of the imagination, but it's more like Qatar. Okay, Qatar. So the tongue goes behind the roof, behind the teeth, your upper teeth, Qatar. Okay. But for this morning, I will pronounce it incorrectly, but so that it flows a little bit more, the Qatar Connection, Hamas College Campus Protest, and the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, Qatar is a nation in the Middle East, and I'm going to bring a map up just to kind of familiarize you with a little bit its location. Qatar is a nation in the Middle East on the Persian Gulf. You can see it's a very tiny area of land that is part of the Arabian Peninsula, and from north to south, it's about 100 miles in length. Very, very small, and east to west, it's probably 56 to 60 miles at its widest point. It is a low-lying desert area. It's part of the Arabian Peninsula. And so when you would look at Qatar and just in terms of its geography and its land area, you'd say, wow, I don't really see much there. It's kind of a desert lowland. It doesn't look like they'd have many natural resources. But you need to look a little bit further and deeper, because its natural resources are extensive, particularly natural gas off of its coastline in the Persian Gulf. As a matter of fact, Qatar controls the third biggest reserves of natural gas in the world off of its coast in the Persian Gulf. And it shares those natural gas reserves with Iran. The only two nations that have more natural gas reserves under their control are Iran and Russia. So Qatar, or Qatar, is third in line. As a matter of fact, they have so much natural gas reserves, and they have done so well exporting that natural gas, that they are one of the wealthiest nations in the world. By most estimates, they're around fifth in the world in terms of GDP per capita. So Qatar is a very, very wealthy nation. And it's a nation that is going to be more and more, I believe, on our radar screens. You may have heard some inferences or mentions of it in the news media over the last several weeks or months. I think that you're going to hear more and more about this nation. And the reason that I mention it to you is because it has very significant implications, I believe, not only politically, but also biblically and prophetically. And that is why I'm taking the time to explain a little bit about this nation, Qatar. It is essentially an authoritarian country. It's run by a king. has a lot of influence around the world. And what Qatar has been pursuing over the last 20 to 30 years is what's called soft power. Soft power. This is when a nation or individual or people or business, they implement funding for things that they want to influence. And by using their power and resources and wealth and influence, they are able to move nations, people groups, or entities in their direction to see things their way based on their ideology. And so Qatar has been using soft power over the past 20 to 30 years, but even more so in the last 5 to 10 years. Now, why do I tell you that? Qatar launched a news media organization that you may have heard of if you're paying attention to the Middle East, and you're hearing this news organization more and more. It's called Al Jazeera. And Al Jazeera is a Qatar-based and funded news organization that is vehemently against Israel. So not only does Qatar have money, but it's using that money in ways to influence the world through media organization like Al Jazeera. Qatar is also using its money in different parts of the world to influence politicians. As a matter of fact, take a look at this headline. The Qatar corruption scandal is rocking the European Parliament. High-profile corruption case that alleges Qatar bribed European lawmakers to sway policy has rocked the European Parliament. Now, this was in 2021, 2022, and you probably didn't even hear about it here in the United States. But it was a major scandal within the European Parliament and throughout Europe that Qatar was influencing and bribing and paying, and the politicians in the European Union in Parliament were caught red-handed with truckloads of money that was given to them by Qatar. As a matter of fact, there are reports, I can't confirm, all I can do is tell you what I've read, that even within the Biden family, his brother, are taking funding that is and loans that are backed by Qatar for business enterprises. So there are many instances, and it is more and more is coming to light, about Qatari money that is being given to create influence. Also, there are connections reported to Democrat Senator Bob Menendez in New Jersey with Qatar money influencing as well. So there's much of this that's going on. I want you to take a look at some of the headlines that appeared in Fox Business. Funding from Arab countries to U.S. universities raises questions. They almost always come with strings attached. Here's another one in the City Journal. Mullah from mullahs. Mullahs are the religious leaders of Arab Muslim countries. The subtitle, Arab countries are bankrolling American colleges and universities. And get ready to be shocked on this one. In the Daily News, Ivy League among top recipients of $8.5 billion of Arab funding. Cornell University, one of our Ivy League institutions, is the single largest recipient of Arab funding with over $1.5 billion gifted to them between 127 gifts or contracts. That's uniquely from Qatar to Cornell. Or how about this one? Dark money nightmare, how Qatar bought the Ivy League. Do you know how many Ivy League schools we have in the United States? 8 of them. Some like Harvard, Columbia, Brown, Cornell, University of Pennsylvania, and beyond. How about this headline? Qatar and the Muslim Brotherhood, funding of higher education in the United States. Now, did you notice there's a new entity in this headline? Not just Qatar, the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's going to play very significantly in the rest of our discussion here in just a few moments. Or how about this headline? Tuition of terror. Qatari money flowed into U.S. universities, and now it's fueling violence. If any of you had the television on this morning, and you had it turned to one of the news channels, I can't say all of them were covering it, but I know that the one I was watching was covering it. UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles, big protests, turned violent, horrific things being said, screamed at police. The police finally came in after the head of UCLA really did nothing over the past several weeks, allowed this to fester, and now the police had to go in. It was very ugly. This is happening on college campuses all across the United States. Or how about this one? Qatari money and the pro-Palestinian campus takeovers. This is from the Orange County Register, not Orange County, Florida, Orange County, California. And the entire article is talking about the influence of the Qatari money on these pro-Palestinian campus takeovers that are happening at UC Berkeley, UCLA, University of Southern California, and others. What is interesting about this, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you track the amount of money that has gone from not only Qatar to the tune of $5 to $5.5 billion in the last 10 years to universities across America, also more than $3 billion given to universities in the United States from Saudi Arabia, more than $1 billion given to them through the United Arab Emirates, just those three alone on the Arabian Peninsula, tens of billions of dollars just in the last 5 to 10 years. For the last 20 to 30 years, far more has gone. Do you think that the money that is pouring in from these countries into our universities, do you think they expect a little something in return? You got it. So what is happening is, on these college campuses that you are seeing, the majority of the people who are there protesting and saying and doing the terrible things are not students who attend those universities. The ones who are the students who are attending them are very ignorant, don't know facts, don't know history, and are swept up in something beyond just protesting. Many of them are socialistic or communistic in their ideology. They don't understand Islam. They're useful idiots, to be honest with you. But there are many who are there who don't attend those universities, who are being paid, bought and paid for, to be at these universities to foment this unrest across America. Make no mistake about it, it is coming from sources in the Middle East and in other parts of the world through money that is pouring into these institutions and has been for the last 10 to 20 or 30 years. As a matter of fact, you say, well, how is it even possible that you could have faculty that are out there protesting? These are supposed to be our highest educated scholars and university professors that are there. Well, do you know how many of them got on the payroll? Through Muslim Arab initiatives of money coming to set up Islamic studies in a lot of these university programs. I'll give you another interesting fact, and that is that a lot of the money that is coming into Cornell or to Northwestern in Chicago or some of these other places, Texas A&M, Northwestern, as an example, got a $600 million funding grant from the nation of Qatar to set up a journalism school in Qatar under Northwestern's name. How interesting and ironic that they're setting up a journalism school in a country that does not have freedom of press in Qatar. $600 million. So this is happening all across our university system. It is a significant, significant problem. Now, what is the connection? Not just that they have different ideologies or they're promoting Islamic ideals. Incidentally, you should know that they're promoting in religion classes. They are setting up these classes that are pro-Islamic at the expense of Judaism and Christianity within our university college campuses. So a lot of these young kids are being indoctrinated in very bad ways. As a matter of fact, they have exchange programs. So a lot of the students can go over and travel to these posh university campuses in Qatar, in these exotic locations, to study for a semester or two. And then they come back indoctrinated to our university campuses. So that is the process of things that are taking place over there. But why is it significant beyond just the Islamic aspect? And that alone is very significant. Because Qatar is one of the few nations that supports an organization called the Muslim Brotherhood. And you should understand that Hamas, the terror group that they have funded to the tune of $3 billion, the nation of Qatar, that Hamas is a Muslim Brotherhood group. So Hamas in Gaza has in its charter the destruction of Israel because they are Muslim Brotherhood in their ideology. The Muslim Brotherhood is an Islamic organization that had its roots that started way back in Egypt. Since that time, Egypt has kicked them out and called them a terrorist group. So Egypt is very fearful of the Muslim Brotherhood. Saudi Arabia has also kicked out the Muslim Brotherhood, because they are fearful of this terror group. And where do you think the leaders, when they were kicked out of Egypt and Saudi Arabia, what nation do you think they landed in? Qatar. They landed in Qatar. So when you hear once in a while in the news, in some of the better news organizations, that the leadership of Hamas, which is the terror group that came against Israel in the massacre and invasion last October, killing 1,200 Israelis, raping, murdering, and taking captives back into Gaza. This group Hamas that is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, where do you think their leaders live cushy, nice lives in posh condos overlooking the beautiful Persian Gulf? Qatar. So the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas are united in their vision. And what is their vision, ladies and gentlemen? Their vision is to, number one, eliminate Israel. So you hear from these protests on these university campuses, you're hearing, "We are Hamas." Or, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." That is not so subtle lingo, which means from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, Palestine will be free. Of who? The Jews. You've also heard people yelling, "Gas the Jews, down with the Jews, kill the Jews." This is very serious business that is taking place throughout our country on these campuses. And make no mistake, it is being funded by groups and nations who have a vested interest in trying to change the ideology of America and of our students. And do you know where a majority of the funds are going? To certain universities that are known to be expert in the areas of foreign policy. So the universities that are getting the lion's share of the funding either are in medical areas where Qatar and these other nations can benefit from the medical knowledge that they bring back to their countries from our universities, or these are universities that are well known to be producing foreign think tank individuals, people who will be developing foreign policy for America in the future. So do you see how nations like Qatar and Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and others in the region are putting money into our university system to try to get our young people who are in these Ivy League and other institutions to get them to think differently ideologically about Islam and about what's going on in the Middle East? Very, very serious business. So what is it that the Muslim Brotherhood wants to accomplish? Well, the first thing is to eliminate Israel. And then what do they want to do? They want to establish an Islamic caliphate in the Middle East with an individual, a khalifa or a sultan, that will rule over them in the affairs of government and personal life. Islam, and specifically Sharia Islam, will dominate every aspect of life within an Islamic caliphate. So nations like Saudi Arabia and Egypt, although they are Muslim, they do not want to give up their individual power over their nations and have a caliphate where an individual leader rules over them and other nations as well and enforcing Islamic Sharia law. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Egypt in large measure are trying to modernize their cultures and societies and move away from the harsh realities of a religious ideology of Islam. But you have nations like Qatar who are looking at things the opposite. And as a matter of fact, there's another nation that largely is in cahoots with Qatar's vision for the Muslim Brotherhood and for creating an Islamic caliphate in the Middle East. And that nation is Turkey. Turkey and Qatar are working together in many respects as it relates to the movement and the promotion of the ideology of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, why is this significant for us as believers? It's significant because we are fighting against the rise of an empire that will be in direct, as a direct enemy and a direct competitor to the kingdom of Jesus Christ that is coming upon the earth. And if you think that's hyperbole, think again. What we are facing, ladies and gentlemen, is a clash of coming kingdoms. One is a kingdom of Satan, and one is the kingdom of Christ. And Satan, the Bible tells us clearly that there will be a 10-nation confederation of nations. And I would suggest to you biblically that that's a 10-nation confederation of nations that will be largely made up of Muslim Middle Eastern countries. And that that coalition of nations will give their power and authority to one individual, the Antichrist, who will rule over them in all affairs. And that individual and those nations will come up against the nation of Israel in the last days. And the individual that will be ruling over them, the Antichrist, will seek to usurp what rightfully belongs to Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to be exploring in the biblical text today. That individual will look to usurp the kingship, the rulership from Jerusalem of the whole world. He will look as a counterfeit to take what rightfully belongs to Jesus Christ and to rule not only his 10-nation caliphate, but to rule the world. That is what we are up against, and the infiltration of that ideology is spreading and permeating both here in America and around the world. And we had better wake up to the reality of what's taking place.
Thanks for listening to Bible Prophecy Daily. We hope you learned something valuable today. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss an episode.